Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's October, and I literally don't remember September.
Don't worry, it was lame. I'm in the market for a telescope. I mean, it seems pointless to save for retirement now.
The fall colors are coming out, so I guess that's kind of nice in a world of dumpster fires.
AKA the hot mess express train. I'm going to bed. If the apocalypse happens, slack me.
I will do that. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just this.
It's like, I'm like, okay, is our show title like so appropriate for now, or is it becoming inappropriate?
it's like an ironic show title now.
It really
like, have
is.
Such a good day because we know you're not having one.
It's kind of snarky, but like, you know, not in a mean way.
Hey, listen, we want you to have such a good day because we want to have one as well.
We really do. We're very earnest about it.
We are. Yeah. Like there's no wink, wink about it. We just understand that it is harder and harder for all of us to do that. So, hey, we're all in it together.
Hey, and you know what? I think it's worth the fight, the good fight. Don't you think, Sarah?
I think so. Yeah. We're trying to unpack absurdity of everyday life that we all go through. For your entertainment and ours, for all of ours. That is the point of this show. This is a labor of love. Heather and I love doing it. It's because we don't live near each other physically, and we used to. This is our kind of like weekly check-in. It's really fun for us, and we're so happy to have you along for the ride.
It's true. It gives us a good giggle, you know, at the very, very least. Hopefully it does the same for you. And, you know, it brings people together. And, you know, it's the world is full of communities, big and small. And we really appreciate you being along for the ride. So welcome to show 69.
69, dudes! Oh, I've been waiting 69 episodes to say that. That's the Bill and Ted thing, if you didn't get it. But, you know, show my age.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Look at us. 69 episodes, almost 70. We are on a roll.
We really are. So, Sarah, how has your week been? Or should I ask?
So last week, when you asked me the same question, I was like, you know, I actually had a pretty good week. You know, I was kind of I did this fun, like online, Zoom therapy thing that I got a lot out of. And I was like, you know, life is looking up and well, yeah, how much things can change in a week, but I didn't have a bad week, but I think that, and I'm talking to women and men here and everybody in between when I say this, but I know for women specifically, a lot of my, you know, close friends, we all agree that on a good day, something can be like an annoyance. And on a bad day, it sends you into a tailspin.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
and you're like the tears start and you're like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I am. So anyway, 2 days ago, was it yesterday? Gosh, because I don't even remember what day it is anymore.
It's already Thursday.
I know, right? So it was earlier this week. I had an HVAC meltdown, meaning that the heat and the AC that goes into my apartment had a catastrophic failure was what the technician told me. And I was like, well, that sounds pretty bad. What that do we does. Do? Yeah. And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, we got to get this out of here. And he's like, did you know that this unit is illegal in the state of California and it's known to cause cancer? I was
Great.
Like, didn't. No. Okay, cool. Let's just get another one. Well, it turns out that for a variety of reasons that I won't go into all the, like, you know, house planning stuff of it, but because I had a external unit, so basically, like, I just, like, you know, plug, you know, I would put tell my Nest to go to a certain temperature in the past, and I have all these vents on the floor, and it would just do that, you know, whether it was hot or cold. Worked really well, maybe too well, because apparently I had some, like, weird ass HVAC unit that should never have been part of my apartment because it's, like, for offices and also illegal. So whatever. but they were like, okay, so we can't do that. Like, we're going to have to take that away, but we're going to install a wall unit, you know, like on your wall, you know, one of those, you know, that kind of, like, you have, like, a little remote, mm-hmm. you know, and you tell it what to do and it does its thing. And I was like, no. I already have vents in my house. Like, you have to install an external unit. Like, it makes no sense. I have, like, 8 vents in my house, and I've, you know, arranged all my furniture specifically around that. So, like, there's, like, you know, airflow. No, you're not doing that to me. And also, I don't want that thing on, you know, my, yeah. And they were like, well, it's, like, way cheaper and, like, way more energy efficient. My landlord was here, and he was like, it's like, Sarah, I mean, like, it's like $8,000 difference. I mean, work with me here. And I was like, no. I honestly was just like, I just cried. And both the HVAC and my landlord, who are both very cool men, you know, who were being, they were not being rude to me at all.
They were being reasonable.
Totally reasonable. They were like, what is wrong? And I was like, I just can't handle this right now. I just can't do this. You know, and it was like one of those things where it was like, they kind of, you know that look, especially yeah. when you get it from a man where it's like, girl, are you okay?
Like, are you on your period? That's like the yeah, first thing they probably think.
Right. Like, yeah, like you seem like irrationally upset about this, you know? And I was just like, it was like, it's going to be weird. It's like asymmetrical on a wall and I don't want it there. And I have these vents already and now the vents aren't going to do anything. And all my furniture is in a certain place, you know? And they were like, oh, we're so sorry. Oh my gosh, what can we do? I finally got my act together and was like, I'm sorry. There are clearly other things going on. This is not ruining my life right now. It was sort of an icing on the cake of a really bad day. And I cried. And I'm going to stop crying now. And everyone was like, okay, we're going to go, you know, and that was the end of it. We, you know, have since kind of moved along and I've come to terms with the fact that I'm going to have a wall unit that's going to give me heat and AC. So, you know, could be worse. But yeah, it was a... It was one of those weeks, Heather, I lost it.
Yeah, it's like the toothpaste cap thing. It's like when, you know, a couple gets in a fight about something and it's like obviously more than the toothpaste cap, but the toothpaste cap is what really like puts them over the edge.
Right.
But I know what you mean though. There is something about like, I think for me, I probably would have reacted similarly in the sense of, yeah, you've got all these vents that are going to be rendered useless. And so it feels like, like it's not a feng shui thing, but it's like a structural thing
yeah.
that is sort of like, it's not all like perfect anymore. And I think we strive for perfection in our homes, especially right now, you know, I know for me, especially because we're so forced indoors, it's like I nitpick a lot of my house because I'm like, I want, oh, this light bulb isn't right or this fixture isn't right. Or like, I just feel like I want everything to be like perfect because we're in there all the time. So right. I get it. I totally feel you. And, you know, a lot of stuff builds up throughout the day and you have every right to kind of have a moment.
And there are like, and I mean, there are moments that you have when it's like, you're actually experiencing real trauma, mm-hmm. you know, like the, like that's, those are, I mean, I would never be like, oh, stop crying. You know, mm-hmm. when someone's like, hey, cry it out, please.
Sure.
For me in that moment, I was like, I might've held things together a little bit more because I could pick my battles because,
well, especially, you know, with two guys, because guys definitely get weirded out by crying. Because guys tend to like not cry that easily, usually in general.
Well, no, and it was sort of like, it was like, it was a combination of like, we now fear you and we
they're never gonna come back.
Yeah, like we don't know what you're doing. Like, what is wrong with you? You know, like we're trying to give you heat and AC and you don't have either of those right now. You know, and I'm like just bawling. It was a week, you know, I was all on my cool high last week and I felt like my week this week beat me down a little bit more. And I know other people are in that predicament as well and have lots of shittier things happening to them. Sure. So, you know, here we are and I'm being honest about it. And Heather, I would like to know how your week was.
Thank you very much. You know, I'd like to mention a line from my boyfriend that he said once to me that stuck with me. You know how that happens? Like there's like one thing that someone said and it always sticks with you.
Of course. Yeah.
And that thing is, and this was actually recently, he said very calmly, I don't remember what happened or what the context was, but he said, once you realize that everything is a shit show, most of the time you just accept it. And then you just take it in stride because you know that everything is just kind of messy all the time. You know, that's just like human life, human existence. And it does help because sometimes I'll be like, okay, take a deep breath. So yeah. My week's actually been, it's been a little, I've been having a hard time getting going. It's already Thursday and I feel like, I'm feeling good.
Have I woken up yet?
Yeah. And yeah. And like the week is almost over. And I think maybe that's part of it is I tend to have a lot of weeks where it's like top heavy and like there's a lot of that anxiety. And then like once Wednesday rolls around, it's like things start to kind of loosen up a little. But I honestly, like a lot of the, we talked about this last week, I'm not going to get into it at all, but I just wanted to mention, and I know you are experiencing similar things, just like you're basically dealing with a lot of everybody else's chaos because everything's chaotic for everybody right now.
As property managers, yes.
Yeah. And so we're getting like I'll have like a block of like three nights that open and then someone will block the middle night only. And you're like, okay. And then like they'll cancel it. And then like, and it's just like, it's a lot of juggling. So I've been trying to manage that with like stride. But one thing that has honestly cheered me up, I think because for me, like when I can have a creative outlet, it makes me like happier. And I feel like if I'm always sort of like grinding, you know, and sort of the myth of Sisyphus and rolling that rock up the hill constantly, just like the daily grind, I get kind of like, I get more anxious and less happy, I guess. So one thing that I've been trying to seek out for a while is like a new inspiration for photography. You know, I've been in and out of, and I know you too, Sarah, you're a good photographer and you used to, you know, use a real camera and so did I. And I used to do photography in school, yeah, like where you actually develop your photos with chemicals and
the
dark room.
It's fun.
And,
it's really fun.
Super creative. And I was very super, super creative in college. And I still have a lot of creativity in me. And I am creative with a lot of different things now that I'm like more of an adult. But I love photography, but I will be honest, like, you know, the easiest thing to use these days is an iPhone. I don't feel a lot of creative inspiration from the camera, even though I know the camera gets better with each iteration. I find that the camera, at least in my, I have like the Max XS. I honestly, like, I feel like I cannot take good photos on it. And I think I'm having a hard time with like the depth stuff. And so my boyfriend's been really into this thing called Moment. And it's a website. It's a company that makes lenses and filters and lots of camera equipment. And they do a lot of stuff for mobile phones. And I, you know, for a long time he was like, you really should try out these lenses. I think you'll like them. And I'd never did it on his phone. He has an Android. So like you have to buy a case for it, for your phone before you can use the app, or I'm sorry, before you can use the lenses because they have to like be screwed into the case. So it took me a long time to get a case. Long story short, I finally got the case and it's really opened my world a lot. It's been really fun. And so I'm actually borrowing his lenses when he doesn't use them. And I'm probably going to buy my own eventually, but he has a bunch of them. He has like a telephoto, macro, an anamorphic. He's got some filters I haven't used yet, but I got to tell you, it's been really fun. You know, we have a lot of, since we live in nature, I never really got all that excited about taking like macro kind of like close-up stuff, mm-hmm. you know, of like bugs and flowers and leaves and, you know, whatever, blades of grass, but it's been so fun. I've been outside just like, it's like a whole new world now with these tiny little lenses. What's so great about them is they're so small, you could just put them in your pocket. And so it really, I think the reason why I kind of stepped away from photography is it's a little bit cumbersome. I want to be kind of on the go and you want to feel like it's easy to use and take with you and whatnot. So this is really cool. So if any of you want to know more about this, ping me, but it's shopmoment.com. And there's all kinds of options. It took me a while to pull the trigger, but if you're looking for something to enhance your cell phone, I highly recommend. They also have a bunch of apps. So you can use their Moment app, which is their camera app, which is actually great. And then they have like an RTRO app, which is kind of like a retro filmmaker app that you can kind of put cool filters and that kind of thing. So what I'm going to do for you patrons, I posted a few little tests on my Instagram, but I'm going to post a little photo gallery for you of what I've been taking so far, and maybe it'll inspire you too.
I think that's great, Heath. I mean, you're right. We both have always been kind of photo chicks, mm-hmm. and there was a time where, and it was before iPhones, it was before smartphones. I mean, I say iPhone because I'm an iPhone user, but smartphones in general, where you there might be a camera on a phone, but it would never be like your prominent camera. Mm-mm. You know, if you cared, you had a camera with you. And it's funny, I took a bunch of stuff out of boxes in my studio where I am now. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is just like, it's been in boxes for years. I don't even open it when I move to a new house. I'm just like, I don't know, it's something that I care about in there somewhere, like probably some like old yearbooks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I opened up and it was like this old, not DSLR, so not digital, but an SLR camera that my dad gave me way back in the day that I used in college. That was my camera. And in fact, the photography class that I used in college, digital SLRs were like kind of just starting to emerge, but we weren't allowed to use them because the whole idea was like the instructor was like, no, we're doing everything manual. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. That's how you're going to learn how this works. Mm-hmm. And he was right. But, you know, and I opened it up and I looked through the viewfinder and I was like, oh shit, I have film in here that I don't know. I forgot about, like, I don't know how long this thing has been in a box, but I'll tell you, I mean, at least 10 years, maybe more.
Are you going to get it developed?
Yeah, of course.
You totally should.
Well, there were only a few photos. So it's like of like 24 photos, I still have like 12 left or something, but it's funny because the iPhone, which is, you know, that's my guy. And I'm with you. I'm a couple years behind the latest model, but it's still like really good.
Sure.
And the bokeh and, you know, all that stuff effect is very, they do it well. And my DSLR and a variety of other cameras I have, well, you can't see behind me, but they're like all, you know, laid out. Cause I'm like, what am I doing with all these cameras? They, you know, it was sort of like 12 megapixels, 20 megapixels. Mm-hmm. Ooh, so good. You know, but like they're all crappy compared to what I have in my phone now.
I know.
That's actually my best camera, but I understand your feeling. Like there is a fun nostalgia part of this that you either aren't going to have, or you have to create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that the depth thing is so cool. Like, I feel like I want to be, I think like it's when you have like a lens and you can be more strategic, it's more fun and satisfying as opposed to like quick snapshot, you know, you're not really making a huge effort. And I think it's like going back to the effort maybe is part of the fun.
Yeah, totally. Remember the app Hipstamatic?
Yeah, I still have it.
So do I. And I looked at it the other day and like the company has like done like a huge pivot. So it's like there are lots of things that it's like not doing the way it's supposed to be doing anymore. Uh-huh. But I'm like, dude, I gave you guys money. back in the day, I gave you guys some money. And so there was like an option to like upgrade to the new Hipstamatic or like stay at the legacy Hipstamatic. And I was like, no, I'm staying. Like, I liked this for its fun reasons back in the day, but man, that's an app I hadn't opened in quite some time until recently.
That really brings back memories. I actually remember going to one of their parties in San Francisco, and they had like the coolest
space. Yeah.
And they had this like rooftop thing. And I remember there being like a cool like music, some really cool musician. Like, I don't know. Anyway, it all blurs together at this point.
It does. Oh, the days of startups in San Francisco.
And rubbing elbows with other human beings.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
That too.
Yeah, that too.
I was thinking today how much I desperately miss bars and restaurants and just like, but like indoors. Not on a patio, indoors, like with no masks and like rubbing elbows with like someone next to you, like at the bar, and just the intimacy of it. I miss it so much. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. And at the same time, I feel like as the days go by, I understand that as normal less and less because normal to me is like, if you have to go to the store, go in quick, wear a mask, get your shit, go.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I do. I do that all the time, you know, or I order things when, because I manage an Airbnb property. When the people came today, I wasn't really sure what time they were coming. And I had put Otis in the car and I was going to do, you know, some errands, and they just happened to show up right as I was leaving. So I was like, okay, you know, let's say hello and whatever. And, driveway is pretty big, but there's only so many cars you can have in a certain way. And then it gets weird for people to turn around and then go back down the driveway. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to explain. Anyway, you know, so when people come, I try to kind of be on hand as much as possible to sort of point out some obvious things, especially because I don't want them to block me in later. Mm-hmm. And it was mom and a dad because there were kids with them, obviously. They got out of the car and they both were wearing masks. And, you know, we're kind of talking to each other. They're probably 30 feet away from me-ish, you know, on the other side of the driveway. Is this the right place for us to park? I say, yeah, that's great. Hi, I'm Sarah. Bye. You know, and all that stuff. And they were real nice. And eventually the woman says to me, so do you not wear a mask here?
Mm.
And I was like, well, I don't when I'm alone, which I was until 5 seconds ago.
Wow.
I didn't know you were kind
of, was she
you know,
mad like, about it or was she?
No, I think she was more just kind of like concerned. I wasn't offended. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I mean, if you don't tell me specifically when you're coming, I'm here by myself. My dog's going to run around, poop on the grass. I'll clean it up later. And I'm not wearing a mask because I'm here by myself. Like,
yeah, there's no need.
I'm like acres of property, right? Mm-hmm. But you just so happened to be here when I was leaving. So here we are. Hi. and yeah, like I'm not going to wear a mask, but I will if I have to somehow go into your unit for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I don't know. It was just like one of those things where I'm like, girlfriend, chill.
Well, you know, that's the problem. It's like everybody feels differently about it. So it's like, you never know what you're up against. Like you're just, some people
I mean,
do not care.
I'm not wearing a mask by myself.
In your car.
At my house. Yeah.
Speaking of that, actually, I have been seeing a lot of that lately where people are wearing masks just alone in their car. And I can't help but think that maybe they're doing errands and they're popping in and out. So they're just leaving it on.
Sure. But, and I do that sometimes. I will. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just like forget to take it off because it's not uncomfortable. And that's whatever. You know, sometimes I get home and I'm like, oh shit, I'm still wearing my mask. Oh,
really? Know, I always have it around my chin. Like I can like leave it. Like
I've definitely forgotten a couple times. But I don't know. It's weird. Somebody saying like, why aren't you wearing a mask when we showed up unannounced?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, because I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah. And like, you don't want to say that.
And now that you're here, I'm 30 feet away from you. We're like yelling at each other.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, that's like huge social distance. Like that's a decent social distance where you don't have to wear a mask. If you're outside, you don't really have to. So like, she's also slightly wrong in that way. You were far enough away that you could have both taken your masks off.
I definitely don't want to seem like I'm a person who's like, oh, I'm anti-mask. I'm totally pro-mask. There are certain situations where I'm like, what? like I tried to get away from civilization for this exact reason, and now you're mad at me.
It's an interesting time, Sarah. That's
it really is. Speaking of interesting, how'd you like that presidential debate?
Oh, boy.
The first of, I think there's going to be three more.
Didn't we mention something about a dumpster fire / hot mess express train?
We did
something like that.
Yeah. that would definitely be in play here. So, without getting political, because I know people hate it when I do that, I watched the debate. I watched it on CNN, although it was simulcast on lots of other networks. You know, mm-hmm. big deal. On Tuesday, September 29th. Yeah. And I thought the whole thing was, I said on Twitter, it was a shit show, and it was. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of news outlets summed it up in that way.
It was handled badly, and it was a whole thing. Anyway, but before that, I had, because I'm trying to save money right now, I'm definitely in penny pinching mode. I've lost some work this year, and I am, you know, trying to keep afloat, and we're going into the holidays and, you know, all that mm-hmm. stuff. So one of the things that I dropped a couple of months ago was YouTube TV. YouTube TV, for anybody who isn't familiar, is not like YouTube. I mean, YouTube is YouTube. YouTube TV is basically a cable subscription alternative. It works exactly the same way for like just way less money. Mm-hmm. If you have DirecTV or like Comcast or whatever, this is just the better choice. But they've raised their prices. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I think it was like $50, and then it was 60, then it's like, now it's like 65 per month. That's still a lot cheaper than traditional cable subscriptions.
Sure, which is like over $100.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm also like, I just don't care about if it's the Oscars or, you know, particular like baseball, football, basketball game, you know, or something, it's like, oh yeah, like I want network TV, but otherwise I don't care. But I also used to get around this because if anybody who's familiar with an over-the-air antenna, you can mount that sort of behind your TV or, you know, kind of your wall or where, somewhere that's not, you know, totally in the way. And you can get free over-the-air network channels for free, not cable, but network. Mm-hmm. So like NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's really helpful. Well, in my current place where I live, my TV is above the fireplace. So, and it's like way above the fireplace. There's no like issue with fires or anything, but around the television, you know, because it's the chute mm-hmm. that goes up, it's metal on the inside of the wood. And because of that, my OTA antennas don't work. They can't get a signal. Because it's just like, it's not a normal wall. It's like, what are you trying to, going through like metal. So I can't do that for free. And I've been doing that for years.
I know you actually told me to do that. You were the one that set mine up, I think, the first time.
Yeah. I could probably try to figure out where to put it on a different wall near a window. Because it's supposed to, it where I live, like, the whole thing is like what it's trying to do is pull information from the nearest radio tower. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where that is, but it's probably Santa Rosa and that's east, you know? So we'd have to kind of go in a certain place and that would just be really weird with my whole setup and there'd be cables and it would be a whole issue. Anyway, so I was just sort of like, all right, I just won't have network TV. What does it really matter? I don't care.
Like there's nothing going on anyway. There's no real,
not that often. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I want to watch sports, but 2020 is so weird. Like, sports are weird. Maybe I'll just take a break from mm-hmm. all the stuff, you know, and just like watch some movies and read books. So I was doing that. But then when the debate was coming up, I was like, I do want to watch this. I want to be part of this. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, what do I do? All right, let me, you know, sign up for YouTube TV again. And of course, like, because YouTube understands that I was previously a subscriber, mm-hmm. but if I use a different email address, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, cool. You have like, here's your like free tier,
sure.
you know, where I'm like, perfect. Mm-hmm. So I can just watch this and then cancel right afterwards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and again, that was a couple of days ago, but it just got me thinking of like how much a la carte viewing for all of us has gotten so complicated. I mean, listen, if you're still paying $100 plus for your cable subscription, you're paying too much, but I guess that's, you know, easy.
Sure.
You know, for someone like me, I'm like, okay, what do I need?
What do you pay for right now?
Well, I'm paying YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. And I am paying for Netflix. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
What about HBO?
I don't pay for it, but I may or may not have a way to watch HBO content.
I see.
Otherwise, otherwise, no one take me to jail, please. I try to keep it really simple, but and then there's Disney Plus. I mean, Mandalorian was like my favorite show of like the last year. Like, I love that show. Mm. You know, it's like I gotta pay for that when it comes back, which it is. Mm-hmm. And so it like it turns into something where it's like, yes, you have more choice, but you end up paying probably about the same amount of money, if not more. Because you're paying for all these different networks because everybody has sectioned off.
Totally. And it's not even just like the video on demand stuff or movies on demand. It's like, because I actually canceled my Netflix. It's so funny to actually do it. And then they go, it's like, you sure you want to go? And it's kind of weird not to be part of the Netflix world. But I felt like I would go on there. I've seen everything I wanted to see in the movies because they do have a fair amount of good movies now, but I've seen them all. And I would scroll around and I could never find anything. And I felt like all I did was go on there and then leave and not watch anything. And so I feel like HBO has a pretty decent like movie, you know, they rotate. But again, there's not that many series that I'm really watching. I mean, HBO used to be kind of like popping, but I think also the thing that overwhelms me is like, you know, the Audible thing. Like, I don't even think I like signed up for Audible, but I like all of a sudden was getting these free credits to not free. And I realized I was getting charged like $16 a month. I don't even remember signing up for this, but this is actually nice because I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks. But again, I've had to write down, I'm like, okay, where are my subscriptions? List them out because it's you can easily lose track.
Totally. I had the same experience with Audible and I was like, excuse, cancel. Not because I don't like audiobooks, but I'm like, I did not sign up for this. Like, I don't know what subscription got me into this whole thing, but I was charged for several months before I realized.
I know, me too. The same thing. And I'm kind of like, but I do actually want to get a couple more audiobooks. So I'm like, I might as well just like pay for the next month. You know, because I guess it is a good deal if you're doing the monthly and you get at least two titles a month is actually not a bad deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know it's just chaos and everything's chaos. No, but it's funny. You might find this chuckle worthy, but right now the sign off words are like, stay safe, be well.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like stay safe, I feel like is a new one.
There's certain email signatures where I'm like, borderline offended.
Like what?
Stay safe and be well. That's off. You know, and like, it just depends on who it comes from. I understand that your intentions are good, but it can come off as very patronizing.
Oh yeah. And you know, it's funny. I always think of you when I get stuff like that, because I know I would always want to know how you would react. But I got one the other day that was blessings and then like, stay safe and be well. And I don't know how to respond to someone saying blessings to me. I'm not going to heart that. Anyway, I just think it's funny that it's become this whole thing. And like, I get it. You know, like people want to show that they care and they probably do when they say it. And I think it's sweet. It's also, sometimes it can be a little much, but you know, it's all about kind of those pep talks these days. I mean, at least like with your circles, you know, keep your chin up and stay safe and be well. Hold your head up. You know, don't worry. Don't panic. Like all of these things.
Yeah. I'm sending you some blessings. I never did before, but now I'm going to.
You know what, Sarah? I think that should be your new, like instead of saying best, Sarah, you should say blessings, comma, Sarah.
Oh my gosh. If I did that.
That's so you.
I'd never hear the end of it. Yeah. Blessings upon blessings, comma, Sarah. He's right back.
But here, so what I thought I would do just to like keep things light and fun. And these kinds of things make me happy. I was thinking of just sharing with you some things, some good things, some simple good things that keep me safe and keep my chin up lately.
All right. Sounds good.
The first of those things is picking apples. Man, it is really a special thing. You know, you really have a lot of trade-offs when you move to the country, Sarah. I know we talk about this all the time, but there are a lot of things I do miss about being in civilization, but there are a lot of wonderful things that you get in the country that you will not get in civilization. And one of those things is having lots of apple trees and fruit trees where they're all, you know, they've all been kind of like over the summer, you know, they're kind of starting to sprout and everything. This is the time when you can actually pick them and eat them. So I've been watching them grow like all summer and now they're ready to pick. And I'm telling you, these are damn good apples. I mean, these are better than apples that you buy at the store, even like the best that you buy in the store. I mean, they're just to be able to pull a piece of fruit off a tree and eat it right then and there. So like, I'll be like in my house and I'll just be like, I gotta have a hankering for an apple. And I'll just walk out the front door a couple steps and pick an apple. It's amazing. And I brought my juicer back out. It's been so great because I have enough stuff to juice and make green juice. So I've got, I mean, everything from, I mean, every kind of vegetable in the garden right now. So it's been amazing. I've been making green juices. I baked a whole chicken, Sarah. This is something I've been wanting to do for a year. It's just, it's like a silly thing that's not even hard, but I don't really like handling meat, like raw meat. And I think that it was a daunting task because it's like an entire piece of animal that just felt daunting. It's not very hard to do, but it was very satisfying, like actually doing it. And it tasted so damn good.
And I bet it made the whole kitchen smell really good too.
Oh, it was so good. I can't wait to do it again. Also, I just love fall. And I know you do too. I love wearing sweaters and hoodies and boots. And the fall is in the air up here, you know, and I've lived in places that don't have distinct seasons. Well, here we do. And it really has that kind of, it's still warm out, but it's like got that kind of smell and that feeling that I love. Kind of warms the cockles of my heart. The thought that I might go to Hawaii for my belated birthday, this is maybe more of a girl can dream kind of thing, but I've been really toying with these $300 tickets to Kauai for maybe January or February when the winter gets to me. So I'm going to continue to dream about that. And
yeah.
I have a really fun Slack channel with some of my friends. It's called A Few of My Favorite Things. And we kind of talk about like little things from like a candle to, you know, I don't know, like, and it could be anything that you just recently purchased that makes you happy. And my friend Morgan recommended this silk eye mask for sleeping. And it's just wonderful. It makes me so happy. And, you know, honestly, the thought of having a real espresso machine and a telescope and an outdoor fire pit and a croquet set, maybe Santa will bring them. And then I have this whole fantasy about, I was talking to my friend Lisa about when we need to pick up all the pieces of this total shit show. Having like a pied-à-terre somewhere in civilization, like a little shack somewhere that could be my little place I can go every couple months to get out of the country and to just, you know, see a show and go to a museum and see some friends. And I really have this fantasy life in mind for the coming years that I'm really going to have my eye on that prize. And that gives me joy.
Well, with any luck, we'll be in a position where that would make sense. Because right now, I mean, I'm near San Francisco. Do I go there? No, because I don't want to be around all those damn people.
Exactly. But maybe down the road when we have like a PR agent for Have Such a Good Day and you know, we're rolling in the dough.
We've really made the big time. You know, Heather, it's funny. You mentioned apples. I grew up on an apple orchard.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, apples, if I know anything, it's apples.
Them apples.
And I, you know, like what we talk, Fuji, Gala, Macintosh, Jonna Gold, Pink Lady. I mean, all the apples.
You know your apples.
I know my apples. And I resonate so much. Like the idea of just being like, I'm a little peckish. I'd like an apple.
Yeah.
Take an apple off the tree. Maybe add a little peanut butter to it. You know? Give yourself a little protein fat.
The world is your oyster.
Maybe you just, you know, eat the apple. Maybe do a little cheese.
I mean, do you bite into the apple or do you cut it in pieces?
I usually cut mine in pieces, but I mean, either way. I mean, I've eaten so many apples in my life. It doesn't even matter. But like, I really do. Like, that is a joy. There is no apple tree where I live now, but there is a lemon tree. And
it's love a good lemon tree.
It was kind of dormant for a while because they're actually winter.
Ours are dormant.
Citruses. But but you can see that there are a bunch of new lemons that are coming up right now. You know, that'll be available in the next couple of months. same idea where I'm like, I need a lemon. Oh my gosh, we have a lemon tree.
And lemon are such like a staple. Like I make a lot of homemade salad dressing and you need a half a lemon, at least a half a lemon for that. And
oh, sure. Yeah,
and lemons are like kind of expensive. They're kind of like avocados, I feel like.
Add a little lemon to some tea. Now the tea is twice as fun. You know, or your fish or whatever. I mean,
I'm a big
lemon fan as well.
Yeah. You know, a couple more things I wanted to mention. Tim Cerda, I believe is how you pronounce his last name.
He just joined Tim.
Our Discord.
Tim, my old buddy from college.
You guys know each other. That's awesome.
We do. And so glad to have him. And it's been fun to hang out with him on Discord as well.
Totally. And James Raven Nerd, he's been around forever. He's just like, you know, one of our regs. Those guys were talking about there's two full moons this month. And I actually think that's kind of exciting. That kind of makes me happy too. And then my final thing I will say is that I've been doing this dance yoga class, which you would be sort of surprised to think that I'm even going to yoga because things are closed down, but it's a really cool little small studio. I've been so particular about the type of yoga I do for so many years. And I don't deviate that much, but this class, it kind of like opened some doors for me. I'm like, I'm really into it. It's super fun. It's like, you know how much I love to dance, which I can't really do anymore. Cause clubs are closed and whatnot, but, it incorporates
all that clubbing you were doing.
Oh yeah. All that clubbing. Well, you know, back in the day,
I know what you mean though. Yeah.
But yeah, it's so much fun and it really brings me joy every week. So I'm really grateful for that. So there are things to be grateful for. I really would like to know, you guys out there, what is keeping your chin up? The double full moon this month? I don't know, like a whole chicken that you baked recently. Let us know at hiathavesuchagoodday.com.
Also, speaking of being thankful and just, you know, just spreading the love, want to thank our patrons. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about how to be a patron if you aren't already. And to everybody who is already, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. We offer a ad-supported free version of the show. So if you are finding it somewhere besides Patreon, we don't want to charge you. If you are not in a position to be able to pay or if that's not your jam right now, all good. Love for you to join and grow our Patreon community as much as possible because it's kind of where all the good stuff happens.
Yeah, and come and hang. We're all about like trying to cheer you guys up. So hopefully that's something you're interested in. We got some new patrons, actually.
Indeed. Heather, tell us about them.
We got Chris Jeffrey. Woo-woo! We got Jason Bose.
I would say Bose, yeah. Woo-woo! Hey, Jay!
And then Matthew Richmond, who upgraded his patronage.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks, welcome. Matthew. Absolutely cool. Absolutely cool. So, Heather, we talked about our homework.
This is true.
In our last episode.
I did. Did you finish yours? I have about 20 minutes left. Here's the problem. I watch so many like Italian horror movies right now. And that's what we do at night. Like we make dinner and then we watch, like we have a whole list of movies we're going through right now. And so it's kind of hard to deviate from that because I don't know if my boyfriend wants to watch Unpregnant. Mm-hmm. So I have to find some time to watch it on my own.
I think he would like it because it's a good movie.
I think you're right. And you know, it's funny. So,
and just to remind folks,
yeah,
Heather gave me the task to watch We Are Who We Are, which mm-hmm. is an HBO series, a mini series. I don't think there's going to be another season after this. And then I gave her the task to watch the movie Unpregnant, which we had both watched, you know, I watched the movie and she had watched the beginning of the series. And so we said, you're going to like this stuff.
Yeah. Sort of like a movie club, if you will.
Movie
like
club,
just something they're very different. Actually, I mean, they're both about kind of youngish people, but I thought Unpregnant was way better than I thought. Like, cause I think, you know, you see the ad or you see the trailer and you're like, oh, this seems kind of like Mean Girls circa 2020 or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe like slapstick, not that funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's actually really well written and good acting. It's cute.
At first it felt
a little cliche, like, cause there's a lot of those cliches with like high school people, right? Yeah. They're like seniors in high school or something. But I thought it was really clever and well written and well directed. And I did notice the director directed the pilot of one of your favorite shows, I'm Sorry.
I love I'm Sorry. Oh, so good. Yeah.
I hope that comes back someday.
I didn't even, me too. I didn't even know that. When you mentioned that to me, Heather wrote that to me in a text and I was like, what are you sorry about? Oh, the show.
Yeah.
Took me a minute. I didn't understand. Like, I was like, oh, Heather's very sorry that the director, you know, directed something else. But yeah, no, it's listen, this movie is making, I would not call it full on comedy, but I would say it is making a comedic situation out of a very grave situation.
Yeah, which is
hard to do. And that is hard to do. And, you know, I wouldn't just be like, oh, blanket, everybody will love this movie, because sure, not everybody would. I liked it a lot.
So what did you think of the show? What did you think of We Are Who We Are?
I like it. So there's only been 3 episodes so far.
Yeah.
I'm all caught up. I watched the most recent one and I like it. So for anybody who is not familiar, I don't want to, you know, there's no real spoilers to give you, but I'll try my best not to just give you too much information if you want to watch it for yourself. But the general premise is some American kids live on a military base in an area of Italy that's not like, it's not like a big Italian city. It's not like you're like, oh, I'm in Florence or Rome. No, it's like a you know, some kind of like a smallish town on the water, but that's where the base is and that's where they live. And there are a variety of Americans who live there and are army brats, you know, I'm yep, using my quotes with my hands, who are sort of navigating life. And it is pretty, there's some layers going on and I really like the show. And it's the show kind of like, every once in a while, like, it'll give you something where you're like, that was weird.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the filmmaker, Luca Guadagnino, is really
deep. It was Call Me By Your Name, right? Same.
Mm-hmm. Which he's Italian.
And people sort of go like, oh, well, you know, the guy that they cast is like the, you know, the sort of the young, you know, protagonist in the show is like so much like that show or that movie. I'm not sure I feel that way. They mm-hmm. seem kind of different. I mean, this kid is like kind of messed up. In his own ways, and very strange relationship with his mother, played
very
like
interesting. 70.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, somebody tell me what you think about it. But yeah, Heather, I'm glad that you, because when you brought it to my attention, I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then once I watched the first episode, I was like, oh yeah, this is, I like this.
I figured you would like it. It has a lot of layers, like you said. There's a lot of issues, like this day and age issues that they tackle. It's pretty deep. And he's a great guy. He's just really good at like the cadence of his filming and just like the feeling of it. And the, I think it looks really beautiful. Like he's a really, he's, you know, he's a film guy. He's a filmmaker. So
well, and the girl really who plays Caitlin is just like, oh my gosh, what a star. Like yeah, I can't even look at her. Really she's so good. Yeah.
She's really good. Yeah. I totally agree. She's definitely a star in the making. And you know, this is her first thing. Like this is like her first credit on IMDb, which I thought was interesting.
Insane. What do you think? Do you want to give me another like,
yeah, we should do that. Well, I think I want you to watch a giallo movie.
I don't want to watch a horror movie.
No, it's not horror. It's okay. More of like murder mystery kind of thing. Let me think about this.
As long as I won't have like nightmares about monsters.
No.
Because that happens often.
I don't even watch a lot of monster movies. Like let me be clear. When I watch, like when I say horror, it's honestly, I watch way more thriller types, which are, can be like a cop, you know, kind of suspense sort of thing.
Yeah. Like a whodunit.
Yeah. Like it's not there. There's usually not monsters, honestly.
And I get that, but they're just, I don't know. There's a certain type of scary that I'm like, it just does not work with me once mm-hmm. I go to sleep, because it'll come through in ways that, you know, where I wake up like in a panic. However, let's talk about horror recommendations because we got some feedback from some of our viewers.
We did. I love feedback.
Our listeners, I suppose. We're not really doing viewing these days.
Why don't you take Long Welsh?
I'll take Long Welsh. Long Welsh was thinking about Heather's horror recommendations and wanted to suggest The Quiet Earth. New Zealand rather than Australia, but very low budget and weird. Plays rather like a long episode of Outer Limits, like Inconsistent Moon or 12.01, which is the good 1991 with Kurt Wood Smith, not the crap 1993 one. Long Welsh clearly understands this genre and has some recommendations for you.
Yeah. Is it inconstant mood or inconsistent? I don't know. Well, he can clarify for us, but yeah, I looked it up. I don't really know where to find it. But Long Welsh, thank you so much for recommending. I always love these recommendations.
Totally. It's how we like find cool stuff.
Exactly. And I love the words low budget and weird. I'm into it. And then Jude Sturman, him and I have long conversations about movies, just over the last like year or so. Since COVID, I've been getting into Scandinavian thrillers. Didn't even know Nordic noir was a thing. They combine compelling story, great acting, and breathtaking scenery. If you haven't checked this genre out previously, start with Rebecca Martinson on Acorn TV, another service I don't have, Marcella on Netflix, or Trapped on Amazon Prime. And you know, I have heard of Marcella and Trapped. Thanks, Jude. This is awesome because I didn't really think of Nordic noir. Like, I didn't know that was really a subgenre or that Scandinavian thrillers. But then I thought, oh, that must be Girl with the Dragon Tattoo stuff, because that's Scandinavian.
Swedish, right?
And so yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, also, that is a genre. And I love that stuff. So
Midsommar too.
Oh yeah,
the Midsommar. Movie I hated the most in the world.
Oh gosh, I loved it. It was thought-provoking. I mean, I see why you hated it, but think about it. It's a huge conversation to have around this movie. I mean, that says a lot about it.
I really, you know, I was so wound up about this when I first watched it, that I watched it twice. And I watched it twice in my house by myself. I lived in LA at the time. So I gave it a good shot. Mm-hmm. But I also, and I don't want to belabor the point of like how awful that movie was. But like, I mean, that movie was like that's like trauma to me.
I agree.
I can't watch stuff like that.
I agree. And I totally 100% agree, although you did watch it twice. But there are, I think that there could have left.
Trying to be like, maybe it's better the second time. And I was like, no, it's still horrible.
Well, there's one particular part of it that I think could have been left on the editing room floor. You didn't really need it. The backstory about the family I thought was pretty unnecessary and gratuitous, and it bothered me too a lot. Like, I think they could have skipped it. Anyway,
and that's in like the first 5 minutes of the movie where you're like, oh gosh, now I'm going to pee my pants and, you know, have a really bad time.
You didn't need it either. You could have done it in a way that you didn't have to show it. You could have just been, you know, it could have been incorporated in the story, but showing it was a little, I thought there was a mistake, but
and
you know,
sorry
what,
if this Ari is spoiling Aster, everything for anybody, but you know, it's been out for a while, so whatever, but no, I mean, truly, I, to this day, like people were like, oh my God, it's so brilliant. And I'm like, brilliant or just like something that like sends me to like a therapist. Like, I don't know. I can't.
That kind of
stuff. I will have nightmares about.
I don't really like trauma stuff either. I totally agree. Like stuff that's more realistic or like, yeah, there is something about his filmmaking that is really traumatic. I totally agree with you. Like I get like upset about it and I try not to watch that stuff often. A lot of the stuff that I'm watching is a little more stylish and it has elements of thrillers, but it's not really. Anyway, I'm gonna have to get a list to you. So we're gonna do this movie club again.
Good.
We're gonna get organized and figure out what to throw at each other. But
we will.
Until next time.
We hope you have such a good day, and I will remain Zara.
And I will remain Heather forever.
That's
until
it.
The next life.
Peace.
Peace out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.